The U.S. Supreme Court has let stand a Ninth Circuit ruling that keeps in place a 20-year ban on uranium mining around Grand Canyon National Park. The Interior Department under the Obama administration had implemented the ban, which was challenged by mining interests. This is considered a significant victory for environmental groups. And with me to talk about it is Sandy Barr, director of the Grand Canyon chapter of the Sierra Club. So, Sandy, what does this latest step say to you?
Well, it says that the Supreme Court agreed with what the Ninth Circuit said and with the Federal District Court said, and that is that this mineral withdrawal protecting 1 million acres of public land around Grand Canyon is constitutional. And it is huge. It's big. It's important for protecting those lands and protecting the waters. But it's also important for the future, for future mineral withdrawals to protect public land. Had this been reversed, it would make it very difficult to do any kind of land protection mineral withdrawal of an area larger than 5,000 acres. So it was big, not just for Grand Canyon and for those of us who really have been working on this a long time and care about it deeply, but for everyone who cares about protection of our public lands.
So obviously there are other battles to come. How much does that play into it, the fact that the current administration, the current Department of the Interior, has very different perspectives on this kind of thing?
Well, on this mineral withdrawal, the Department of Interior has supported it and has said that they have no intention of reversing it. All we can do is take them at their word on that. The challenge happened, during the Obama administration, the withdrawal happened, and then the challenge by the National Mining Association happened during the Obama administration. But the Department of Justice stayed the course with defending the withdrawal. And we've heard Secretary Zinke say that he is not intending to reverse it. So we hope that he sticks with his word on that and keeps it in place. But there's still plenty to be concerned about. There is a mine, Canyon Mine, that is not covered by the mineral withdrawal that, should uranium prices go up, would start mining. And that's of big concern to us. Havasupai have battled that mine for a long time, particularly because of concerns about contamination to the water. There are sort of backdoor things that the administration could do to open up these areas. There is an attempt to identify uranium, and particularly domestic uranium, as a critical mineral and important for national defense. And so they may try to get at it that way as well. So there's this is a big win, but the work isn't over. Ultimately, this withdrawal needs to be made permanent. It's only for 20 years total. That's the maximum allowed for an administrative action like this.
Well, what do you think it would take for that to happen, Sandy? What kind of momentum, what kind of ideas, what kind of evidence would that take?
Well, it would take a different president. And I think someone at, the Department of Interior who understands the long-term value of these lands rather than just, the short-term profits that, has been the focus under this administration. Congress could also take action. So if enough people are elected to Congress who think that protecting Grand Canyon and its waters and the people who have lived in the region, the Havasupai, the Hopi, the Hualapai, protecting all of that and the people who are most directly affected is important, then Congress could act. Congressman Grijalva has introduced a bill on several occasions to permanently protect these lands. So it is something that could happen. In the meantime, we need to keep working to stop harmful projects and make the case. I personally think the case has been made. This is an amazing area, the diversity of wildlife, the springs, the fact that this place is so important to our economy. This place is just worth protecting.
Sandy Bohr is director of the Grand Canyon chapter of the Sierra Club. Sandy, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.